welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is a gorgeous Saturday morning, eh? May the 28th, 2011, and we're looking at, summer's on the horizon here. Ay vey, it goes very, very fast, I think. Very, very fast, and I hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. I have some awesome questions that were put to me this week, and I'm going to share them with you. I'm always amazed at where people come from and their thoughts about the program or what it is they think they're hearing or seeing when I'm on the air. And I'm very, very thrilled that you take the time to offer your questions. You just never know. You never know who you're helping when you do this. So I am humbled and grateful about the whole thing. If you'd like to know a little more about what I offer, please come to my beautiful new website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org, O-R-G. There's plenty there for you to look around, maybe get a little insight into what this whole thing is all about. It's not a religion. It's not a philosophy. Well, you'll see. When you go there, you'll find out for yourself. It's that thing, that in between. The first question comes from Stan in San Diego, and he watches me down in San Diego on Channel 4. And Stan, here, I want to thank you, first of all, for watching before I read your email to me. And what I did was I took the second paragraph. I didn't use all the rest because it was superfluous to your question. So don't think I'm editing you. I just grabbed the one that you said you wanted me to answer on air. Why do I listen/watch you when I don't really understand you? You're a big enigma to me. What are you trying to achieve, Stan? Stan, I get a lot of this, and I don't know always how to answer it because evidently I don't answer it very well. I try to state what it is I'm all about on my TV program, and I do it here on the radio all the time. People basically listen to me or watch me, and they either ignore it or they get it or they're intrigued by it a little bit and then drop it and go on with their other craziness. So I will try to answer this more succinctly. I need more practice with it, evidently. You say, why do I listen and watch you? Well, there's a certain part of everybody that I'm speaking from. Everybody listening to my voice right now here on the radio, or if you're listening to me on the internet, there's a certain part of you that is there with me. I speak from a very silent part of you, a disowned part. This disowned part of yourself that I speak from is very, very hard for people to comprehend and to live by. They live in a certain negation of their life. The older we get, the more we want. And then we come to a place where either we get what we want or we don't. And when we do, we look back and see all that we lost to get what we wanted. And it becomes a real enigma. So what I'm trying to offer to you is a chance to see the bigger picture of it all, without philosophy and religion being a part of it. And start to see maybe what it is that lives within you that is intrinsically loving and kind. Maybe we're here on this earth, in part, for reasons that have nothing at all to do with what we believe in or what, is right or wrong, good or bad. I feel that you listen to me because you are hearing something of yourself. You are hearing something of your own being, something intrinsic inside you. And you are hearing it, and for a brief moment, when your defenses are down or when your ego is down a little bit, you go, oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, that resonates in me for some reason. And then, you know, the mind takes over and probably takes you away. You say, when I don't really understand what you are talking about, I listen to you when I don't really understand what you are talking about. You are a big enigma in me. Stan, you do understand me. It's just that your mind doesn't understand me. The mind and you are two different things. The mind is about logic and reasoning. It's about accumulation. It is about getting what it wants. It is about looking at life and being subservient to the emotions and the body, and then living our entire life this way, denouncing the quality of spirit that lives within us all, denouncing the beauty of us all, denouncing the intrinsic love that lives within us. So when someone such as myself comes to you and says, hey, this is where it's at. We're looking at the love that lives within. We're looking at the intrinsic nature of our heart. The mind is always looking for something to follow. It wants some rules. But to the intrinsic, there are no rules. There is no way to look at it and think to myself, well, this is how I get that. The mind is always looking to get that, to get this, to get rid of this, to go over there, to have that. Always, always, always looking, looking, looking for things. But never finding the meaning of life itself. Never finding the substance of life itself. So, when you understand a certain part of me, a certain part of what I'm teaching, like forgiveness and love, compassion, wanting nothing with all of your heart. When I am talking about letting life live you, these are little quips, little reminders of what is going on within you, of what you're really all about, of what the nature of your living is really all about, and how it coincides with all sorts of things in you, like bringing you income, sustaining compassion in your life enough to have friendships and moving moments in your life. All of that comes together, but the mind cannot put it together. The mind tries to put things together, two and two must be four. And I won't argue that, but what I am saying to you is, why is four necessary? And where does the two and two come together? I mean, where do they come from? What are they really all about? I am asking you to look at things from a very different perspective. Not from the perspective of why, but from the insight of realizing you already know why. You already know the answers. Why are you denying it? Why are you ignoring what lives within you intrinsically? I'm sorry I bug you. I really am, but I'm really glad I bug you, and I hope I bug you a lot. I hope I'm the pebble in your shoe that makes you eventually go further. When you are done with your futility, when you're done with the anger and the fear, when you're done wanting more than what is happening now, when you're done with everything that makes you violent and makes you crazy, then you'll be ready. You'll be ready to come and sit with me or someone like me and find the way inside yourself. You will find it. I guarantee it. You will find it. But it's going to take a great deal of practice and insight. So play with it a little bit. And don't let me bug you, but let me bug you. Understand, I'm not trying to bug you. But I am bugging you, and the fact that it does bother you is a very good sign. It is a sign that some part of you that most people have killed in their life long ago, Stan, you have not yet killed. I know you're probably working on it diligently, but if you don't kill it, you might have a chance at finding the seed of a great wisdom in you. A seed of great love. And that could change everything in your life. And I mean everything in your life. Stan, let go. Let love live you. Be courageous. Nothing is more important than the love that lives within you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Very interesting question. I get a lot of that. People watch me on TV or listen to me a little bit here on the radio before they turn me off. And there's something that resonates in them, but they don't know what it is, and they don't really want to know what it is. They just want what they want, what they want. And that's where most people live, wanting, 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 and never loving, forgiving, or caring. Sad. Linda from San Diego. I don't like religion. You talk about religion, I think, but you don't seem religious. Where do you fit into this culture and society? Can a person such as yourself really have friends? Linda. I love it, Linda. Thank you very much for your question. I don't like religion either. I'm a big proponent of anti-religion anything. And most people don't know it, but they're highly religious, more than they believe. I hear a lot of New Agers around on radio and in books and such, and they're just moralistic freaks that are trying to make sense out of all this, make a new idea out of a very traditional concept of hate and fear, and I can't go there with that. I just can't go there with it. If you want to do it, but I can't go there. So I don't like religion either, and I've been very outspoken about all of that, and I won't get into that in this radio session. There are many past programs you can go listen to on my website at aspire.org and hear me talk about that kind of stuff. But what I liked was you say, you talk religious, but you don't seem so. Maybe I'm religious in the way the word was really meant to be. I feel a sense of sacredness for the Tao. I feel a sense of deep, profound sacredness for the teachings of great truth that Buddha taught, Jesus taught, Lao Tzu taught, Socrates gave to us. So many, so many. Krishna, all of them. They gave such beautiful truth, and it was so sacred and lovely. So I don't have allegiance, and this is something that might help you, Linda. If you don't have allegiance to any one thing, then you can be open to everything. And then you can find out what it means to live authentically, in love, in forgiveness, in kindness. To live in the mechanics of love means that you're constantly yielding and overcoming, and no longer allowing your mind to overtake you with fear and anxiety. It means that you're looking at the substance of your life rather than the desires of your living. And that makes a very different animal out of us. Religion just is for the masses. I agree with Nietzsche. It is the opium of the masses. They need to find some reason to put this all together, some purpose, because they're just not very deep. They don't look at their life from any sense of depth. They look at their life from, desire, ambition, and pride, typically vanity. And they miss the meaning of their own life, and they miss the substance of their own living. You say, but you don't seem so religious. No, I'm not. But like I say, I think I am maybe what it truly means to be religious. I feel the sacred, and I don't talk about it. I'm not here to preach to you what you should and should not be doing. I'm not here to tell you how to get what you want, which is only what people want to hear these days. I'm talking about something in between all of that. I'm talking about what brings consciousness forward and ignorance in the back. I am talking about letting love live us. I'm talking about wanting nothing with all of your heart. I am talking about the beauty of you. That's really what it's all about. You ask me, where do you fit into this culture? Do you have any friends? Oh, I don't know where I fit. I don't even care. I don't even think about that, Linda. That's something I think a lot of people think of. Women especially are very concerned about where they fit into any given situation. So I can understand why you would ask me this question. I am probably odd. That's the way I think my students would call me, odd. Neither this, neither that. It's not about right or wrong, good or bad, or any of that kind of stuff with me. I'm an acquired taste. That would be a better word. I'm an acquired taste. And if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, move on. I am not hurt or upset by the fact that someone doesn't like me. It really doesn't bother me very much. So I don't have those kind of issues. I feel what's important is that I don't fit into the society that more or less I fit into love. And if I fit there, if I can find my place in love, I've found the meaning of my life. Friendships, oh, I have them. I have occasional friends, and I have some very close friends that mean a great deal to me. I have students that I dearly adore. And there isn't anything on this planet I wouldn't do for them or try to help them with. So that is always there. Would they do the same for me? You're probably asking. I don't know. I really don't even think of that. That's not where it all goes. To me, loyalty to love is more important than loyalty to people. Compassion for my actions and another person's actions is more important than having some kind of frivolous relationship. Forgiveness is deeply important to me. And I can't have a relationship with people unless I can have a deep sense of forgiveness with them. And that's the things that really matter. If you're looking at me asking yourself, could I adopt, quote unquote, his philosophy and still have friends in the world? That's the wrong premise to come from, Linda, and that's kind of what I feel like your email was about. You've got to let the pieces fall where they may. And if they fall where they may and people don't like it, they don't like it. You know? I mean, what can you do? If they don't like the way you are, they don't like the way you are, and that's the way I am. I try to be polite and kind, but I am not a slave to another person's desires or what they want me to be or their ideal of me. So if that's what you're asking, can you, quote unquote, do this spiritual work and still have friendships? I don't know. In my experience, I'm a teacher. No, you can't have a lot of them. But if you're a student, you know, you can hide. When I'm out in the world, nobody knows what I do. I don't talk about what I do. When people ask me, Linda, what do you do for a living? You know, some guys will be sitting around, we'll be at maybe the airport chit-chatting, and I always like to tell them I'm an undertaker. It stops the conversation quickly. Linda, thank you for your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. And that's not a lie, in a way. I am an undertaker. The last one comes from Sal up here in SoCal. I get a lot of SoCal people. That's very nice. I'm very grateful. Can you teach me how to get what I fear I can't have? Sal. Well, Sal, in your email, you never told me what it was you fear you can't have, so I don't know. But let me tell you what I feel about your question, and maybe this will help you. I'm not here to teach you to get you what you want. That's far away from anything that would be meaningful to someone such as myself. I'm just not much interested in that. People come to me, and they always have a motive why they are coming to me. They're checking me out. They'll come to a workshop. They'll come to a retreat. And who is this guy? What's his motive? And what can he give me? I don't know what he can give me. Let's see what he's got. It's the wrong motive. Sal, people who come to me because they feel the call inside. They feel the pull to something that is beyond what their mind can rationalize or theorize. So it has really nothing to do with, you know, the motive of getting you what you want. If that's all it's about, then forget it. Don't even bother. Don't knock on my door. I can't teach you what you want to learn that will help you get what you think you want. I can help you get that which you are that you merely toss away and maybe have no love and respect for, which is your heart, your soul, your essence, as it were. I can help you with that. I can put you on an authentic spiritual path and give you coaching and give you meditations that are very profound and teachings that support your heart, forgiveness, and the process of awakening. But there is a certain price, Sal, you're going to have to pay for that. And the price is that you're going to be misunderstood by people. It's going to be uncomfortable at times. You're going to feel like you're being, well, put upon at times. You're going to have to build your life around your practice rather than your practice around your life. You're going to have to want nothing with all of your heart. And you're going to have to give up pride, vanity, and fear. Oh, did I say too much? Oh, forgive me. Most people hear this and they go, oh, I can do that. But when they get right down to it, I got other plans. And most people have other plans. They got plans to go here and plans to do that. And everybody's running away from death, trying to get as much crammed into their life as they can before they kick off. And that's it. You think you can take this all with you? You think you can run from death? Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. You can't run from it. Your life is meaningful only as you find meaning in life. And if you can't find meaning in life, it's only because you're trying to show meaning in life through stuff. Getting the stuff. Steve Martin said in The Jerk, I want the stuff. And that's what most people want, the stuff. And if you're not done with the stuff, then you're not ready to be with me yet. Okay? Sal, thank you for listening. And play around with this a little bit. And if I can help you, fine. If you're not ready yet, you will be one day. If not here, maybe there. And please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, something I might be able to share with you and others who listen to this radio program, I would be honored to hear from you. Please come to my website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org. If you go on the main page there, you will see radio programs. If you just kind of move down on that and hit 2011 radio programs, and you can go all the way back to 2008. You'll see the Buddha sitting there on a little computer, and you can ask your email questions, and I would love to hear from you. I have a wonderful series. I mean, a very powerful series on the Beatitudes, and you've heard me talk about this. It's a very, very interesting series about what it means to go into the Beatitudes and understand the language of a spiritual path, a real spiritual path, not one that is made up through, you know, belief and theory. Jesus is a great master, and he takes the things that are most important in this life, like love, compassion, and wisdom, and he tells us how to build an authentic spiritual path. It's like the Tao, you know, these short little bursts of insight. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I talk about those in the first set. If you go to the website at aspire.org, go take a look at the catalog, and you will see under the catalog section, Discourses. And then if you go just touch your mouse to Discourses, you will see the Beatitudes, and you can click on that. For those of you who have been listening to the Beatitudes, the second set will be out in June. And I'll be sending that to you. If I probably already have, so you probably already have it right now. You are listening to it now, but for those of you who haven't, you can get the full set for $125. It's a donation, and parts of it are tax-deductible. All but about $35 is tax-deductible. If you go to the website at Aspire.org and you go there to the catalog section and go to the Beatitudes, you can read about some things that people have said who have gotten the Beatitudes and love them and find they're very, very helpful. This is not for the person who's a scholar or anything like that, or for the casual listener or viewer or meditator. This is for someone who is authentically trying to reach the core of what it is to have a metamorphosis in our life. And that's really what the Beatitudes are, a metamorphosis. By the way, your donation for these CDs will go to help purchase more airtime of our radio program here on KRXA and down in San Diego on Channel 4. So your donations are cycled back into the world to be of service to humankind. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Helping people. Go take a look at the Beatitudes. I think you'll find them interesting. You can order them safely and securely over the internet, over my website. Right now I'm at the Cherry Center teaching, so if you want to call and leave me a message and I'll call you back, just say who you are and that you'd like the Beatitudes and give me your phone number, I'll call you back and you can put your donation on Visa or MasterCard. I am out of here. We will be back on the air tomorrow morning at 9:04. I would be honored if you joined me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.